Hello, everyone. I'm your moderator, Michael Gruchowski, with Pulmonology Consultant. Sharing his expertise with us today is Jaspal Singh, a professor of medicine at Carolinas Medical Center and Atrium Health in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he practices and teaches in the Department of Medicine at Atrium Health Medical Group and the Levine Cancer Institute. He's board certified in pulmonary, critical care, and sleep medicine. Dr. Singh will be speaking with us today about sleep medicine, specifically the association of poor sleep with other health problems, including diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and cancer, and how to integrate this understanding into clinical pulmonology practice. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Singh.
Thank you for having me.
So the connection between sleep habits and health has been the subject of a lot of research in recent years. Can you briefly tell us about the latest in this area?
So, Michael, this is a very exciting aspect of sleep research. Currently, there is a lot of association and research going on in the field of sleep, insomnia, and sleep disorders that affect sleep health and patients' overall health. The Sleep Heart Health Study, which is one of the largest studies or cohorts of patients that have been studied, what they found was fairly interesting, published last year. When they looked at people who had insomnia and did not sleep as long, they had a higher risk of heart disease. There also are similar studies that showed this, what we describe as a U-shaped relationship with not only heart disease, but also things like diabetes control, where people who sleep very short sleep times don't get enough sleep, less than 6 or 6.5 hours, for example. And those who sleep above 8.5 hours, who don't get in that middle ground there, they seem to have higher risk. So if you don't sleep enough, and if you sleep too much, that may be associated with diabetes, heart disease risk, and other untoward health effects. We thought that was very exciting. So some people have been looking at a stronger association. The hard part is teasing out what's an association versus what causes an effect. And because people who don't sleep enough or sleep too much may have other issues going on in their health, it's hard to sort through those factors. And so scientists are looking very carefully at those aspects. There's also a similar interesting phenomenon developing in the sleep world, which is the association of sleep health and cancer risks. There are some small studies that suggest that perhaps sleep might be that insufficient sleep might be linked to things like breast cancers, skin cancers, and other types of cancers. And there was recently an abstract published in the American Thoracic Society, and a lot of us are eagerly awaiting the full publication. But the idea is that sleep inefficiencies in patients who have severe obstructive sleep apnea may be associated with all-cause cancers. And that has huge implications for how we approach patients in regards to wellness counseling. So these are important links being looked at. We've always known things like mental health disorders and sleep deficiencies, what's happening there, and that's constantly being looked at, from depression to anxiety disorders, and how sleep plays a role, how sleep medicine and insufficient sleep has more to do now with adolescents developing things like ADHD, or teenagers, or young children actually developing other types of behavioral disorders. So we're trying to pay very close attention to this. And lastly, I'll mention that what's really interesting is this whole idea, this epidemic of physician burnout, which has now made its way to the public lay press, essentially. And for non-physicians, what is called executive burnout may also be tied to sleep inefficiency. So a number of studies are looking at all these aspects. Bottom line is there's a lot of potential impact now that sleep is finally gaining the attention it needs in terms of helping us understand our approach to wellness.
That's fascinating. Well, is there a good understanding of why people don't get enough quality sleep, are at an increased risk of chronic disease?
Yeah, this is a great question. It's really hard to tease out. It probably depends on the chronic disease specifically. There are probably different mechanisms for diabetes and heart disease risks versus cancer risks. For example, diabetes and heart disease may be tied to higher sympathetic tone at night. If you're not getting enough rest, not enough relaxation, it's possible that at various times of the night, either day or night, you may be at higher risk of a higher sympathetic nervous system activity. And many researchers in various formats have shown some of this. The question is, is that the real mechanism, or are there other hormonal issues? Are there other more complex cellular mechanisms going on that would explain the risk of diabetes or blood sugar control or heart disease or stroke or other types of cardiovascular disease with insufficient sleep. On the other side, for cancers and even some immunological disorders such as asthma or other things like that, what we've found is that potentially there might be immune dysregulation, that the immune system itself may not be as savvy when you're not sleeping as well.
Well, aside from the risk of chronic disease, you talked a little bit about heart disease and diabetes and some of the other chronic conditions that are associated with poor sleep. You also hinted a little bit about the mental and psychological aspects of it, physician burnout, executive burnout. What about physical performance, including athletic performance, and even a wider public safety impact, for instance, drowsy driving with sleep disorders?
Oh, great questions. So let's talk about work performance. So it's really interesting where we have studied patients now with who have insufficient sleep and the impact, I would say scientists in the community have studied the impact of insufficient sleep with things like missed days at work or other measures of work performance. And they have found a link between those who don't sleep enough and days of missed work, which is fairly interesting, to the point where many health systems are looking at, or I should say employee wellness programs are looking at potentially ways to increase the sleep productivity of their employees. Some places have increased the prevalence of things like napping rooms, for example, for those who work long hours, or encourage their employees to take either short naps, short periods of rest, or even making sure that they get reasonable sleep hours. And in some industries, like the airline industry, the healthcare industry, we've also had to even go to the point of those types of groups mandating certain amounts of rest period because they are so fearful of potential work performance issues. That kind of gets into public safety, which you alluded to, from airline control, from commercial truck drivers. Those types of industries now have almost mandated some type of sleep awareness and testing as part of their overall approach. And every time you hear of a large accidents such as a train crash or a plane crash, you always sort of hear some semblance of something was wrong with the sleep or fatigue issues related to that employee. So those are things being investigated. As far as athletic performance, that's a fascinating aspect. And there's been a huge interest by the professional sports associations in making sure athletes get enough sleep. There are some famous situations where athletes did not get enough sleep and potentially may have cost their team some serious performance issues. The most famous one being the Cleveland Cavaliers recently in the NBA Finals. There's concerns that one of the players who was the point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers may not have gotten enough sleep and in fact prided himself on how much caffeine he drinks prior to a game and the night before a game. So it's one of those things that's taking a lot of attention at the high performance levels. Some sleep specialists who practice in this field say this is the one piece of athletic performance that can still be modified. They've already enhanced things like muscle training, mental training, but they have not enhanced sleep performance until recently.
What's the clinical take-home message for pulmonologists and folks in respiratory care out there in their daily practice? There's a lot of information to assimilate here and digest, but what can we do about this?
What it means is that basically sleep medicine and practicing pulmonologists and respirologists need to all pay attention to the amount and duration of sleep to really affect things like wellness, not only for their patients, but also for themselves. We've seen with this physician burnout epidemic, which I have many colleagues who are burning out in the field, I'm really concerned. And a lot of their issues, turns out they're having a lot of issues balancing their day-to-day life, not only just diet and exercise, which are the obvious issues that we all talk about with our physicians or other people involved in our life, but we don't really talk about, are we getting enough rest and enough sleep? And I think those are aspects that are getting a lot more attention. So the bottom line, pay more attention to sleep, pay more attention to fatigue, performance, and those aspects in your daily life, as well as those of others.
Can you prescribe sleep? Can you offer a sleep?
I've actually done that. And many of us have done that, actually, where we basically sit down with a patient and their spouse or whoever it might be, the significant other or the caretaker, and say, listen, we got to make sure this is a priority for you. You have issues with these health issues, these health risks, but you also have other things that are developing, whether it be social, psychological, or other concerns that we have, that for your benefit, we recommend at least 7 hours or 7.5 hours. These days with wearable devices, I tell my patients, start tracking it somehow, either write a log or have a wearable device. I'll even have them show me their phones in the office to look at their wearables and say, look at this pattern. You have no pattern of sleep. You're up at night watching TV, you're over-caffeinated during the day, you're not getting enough rest, and you're overdoing it. And I have so many, it's amazing how many patients I have like this that on a day-to-day basis need this prescription or attention.
Well, great. Well, thanks for sharing your expertise and insight with our pulmonology consult listeners, Dr. Singh.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me today, Michael.